Bombardment de Dunkirk, or The Bombardment of Dunkirk by an unknown artist, is an eye-catching, oil-on-canvas piece of artwork from 1917. It depicts the town of Dunkirk under attack from enemy bombers during the First World War, with a small house or building up front, surrounded by trenches. The Bombardment de Dunkirk is a very dark painting, in a literal sense, with searchlights, the moon, and the explosion of shells providing the only light. This darkness helps create a mean panic, further elaborated upon by a fleeing girl and the distressed body language of the soldiers. One particular soldier can be seen sitting over a pile of sandbags, hunched over with his hands buried in his face, almost in a sense of hopelessness. This mood is very apropos considering the time period the Bombardment de Dunkirk was painted. Dunkirk is in northeast France and was a frequent victim of German air raids. This, along with a prolonged bloody stalemate happening throughout Europe, must have seemed to have no end. The thought of constantly fighting in a war that seemed to have no purpose or end would be horrible. This richness of emotion, combined with such an interesting period of history, intrigued me into choosing this painting. Looking at the Bombardment de Dunkirk gives a point of view juxtaposed to what a history book or other written text might have. While the artist probably was not at Dunkirk at the time of the painting, he still lived through the war. I can feel the pain and the suffering of the soldiers and the panic of the raid. It reminds me of what you see on the news, such as the civil war in Syria or conflict in the Middle East. In this painting, the hopelessness is clearly shown, yet there is still light. You can see the full moon in the background, bright and hopeful, despite the situation below. This has been Andrew Anderson with another Bulldog Podcast.